Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time brought to you, as always, by Pelican Brewing Company. It is survival of the chillest of Pelican's beach beer brewed on the coast. Bring the beach vibes to you. Available now at your local grocers. Let's talk some college football. Penn State fired James Franklin. They paid him $50 million to not work anymore. One of the more surprising turn of events from 17 days ago, the number three team in the country hosting College Game Day 2. They no longer have a head coach.
How quick would our guest quit whatever his job is
for
$50 million.
I mean, all of us immediately would say, in 1 second. We're hoping to have him on YouTube, but of course our cameras aren't working because that's usually how things work around here. Landon Tangwall, he does the Landon Tangwall Show, former offensive lineman at Penn State. You can check out his show on YouTube. You get people to kind of pop into your algorithm from time to time because all I'm consuming right now is college football content. And this guy keeps popping up and he's doing film breakdowns.
And our guy Pate swears by
him. Who is this guy? Where did this guy come from? He's breaking down all this stuff. It's great. And we thought we got to get him on the show. He's been awesome. So go check out his show and his great breakdowns. He did some good stuff last week on Oregon and Indiana going into the game. And you can follow him on Twitter at Landon Tangwall. Landon, good morning to you. The surprise factor in the James Franklin firing. You see that announcement on Sunday. As a former Penn State player, what's the reaction?
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, a lot of the fan base and a lot of the lettermen I've talked to are, I've used the term shell-shocked, because you sit here and 16 days ago, you are one. If Dante Moore fumbled the ball in the first overtime, if he kicks it and a Penn State defender recovers, Drew Aller, James Franklin, Penn State finally gets over the hump of that narrative they can't win the big one. And you go from that almost high of highs to 16 days later, here we sit and James Franklin is fired. Drew Aller's career is over at Penn State. It is complete disarray here in State College, Pennsylvania. And a lot of people are just sitting here. I think James Franklin included. I think all the players. How the hell did we get here when we were the number two team in the country? And so that's kind of the vibe right now from everybody that I've talked to. And I think the national media and people that are either Penn State fans or people that have covered it like or played on it like I have, it is interesting to see the divide, because you're seeing a lot of the national media say, hey, as much as James Franklin can't win the big one, you just fired a guy that went three seasons in a row winning 10 or more games. How can you do that? I think my response is, if you were following it close enough, you saw the relationship was over. Like, it was done. Like, it looked to me that Franklin had basically quit. The locker room was lost. Guys were not playing for each other. It was, you know, obviously I know a lot of guys on the team. They're my good friends. It was over. It was not salvageable. I think that was the biggest thing that people aren't understanding of, how could you do this? Well, Pat Kraft, the Penn State athletic director, even said, like, look, it was over. He said it wasn't just the three-game thing. Like, it built up to this. And finally, this was James Franklin's season. He gets everything he's been waiting for. He gets Jim Knowles, the highest-paid defensive coordinator in college football history. You get all of it. You bring everybody back, and this is the result? I mean, you know, there's no other way to go from here. And a lot of people are saying, hey, with this next hire, is it going to be better than James Franklin? Definitely not instantly. You're not going to go out and get a guy that's won 10 games in a row for three seasons straight. You're just not going to get that. But I think the relationship was over. The average divorce happens 8 years into a marriage in the United States. It was 12 years of James Franklin. It was a great time. Franklin pulled Penn State out of the dark ages. That, you know, we can be forever grateful.
Yeah.
But it was time for both parties to move on.
I would tell you, man, I didn't know how over it really was, but I did see the post-game UCLA, and I was like, this dude, I think, is like, he has no answers, because his whole post-game was just bizarre, odd, and then to lose Northwestern. I'm curious, when they make that move, I think the instant connection is obviously because Cignetti just wins at Eugene, and Penn State, for most people, over Indiana is the better job. Do you think they're making this like with the idea that they truly don't know who they're going to end up with? Or do you think they're making this move thinking, we're going to get that dude out of Bloomington and we're going to get him to Penn State?
You know, where you sit right now, and obviously Pat Kraft knows the Penn State athletic director. He knows more than anybody because he's the one basically making the decision. I just had producer Jesse on from Pate's show. And he equated it to when you have, you know, whatever, your 10 draft picks, and you think they might be great, or you question it, you don't know. Like, you really don't know. And I think that's where you're at right now if you're Penn State fans, if you're college football fans. You don't know where you're going to go with this. I think anybody that's going to be in the playoffs is going to be difficult. Cignetti specifically, because I think this Indiana team is special. If they play into halfway through January, and you know, the portal is open from what, early January to, or you know, early to mid January. You can't wait that long if you're Penn State. You just absolutely can't. You got to build this roster. You're gonna have to go out in the portal. It's going to be the most Penn State has ever used the portal in program history this year, as almost a guarantee. You got to start to get recruits back. National Signing Day is whatever, you know, mid December. You really can't afford to wait for a coach that's in the college football playoffs. So for me, as well as the fact that Cignetti, I think he probably likes it there. I think he wants to do a little bit more there. He's also an older guy, and I think Penn State, as much as he's a Yinzer, he's from Pittsburgh, so he represents everything. And he was at JMU, and I had three guys on my high school team that were committed to JMU. So I talked to Cignetti a bunch throughout high school and absolutely loved him. I think he would be a great coach, but logistically, I just don't think you can make it happen if you're Penn State. I think you need someone that can say, yeah, I'm ready as soon as this season's over. Let's get it going. Let's get recruiting. Let's try to get this team put together so we can actually field a good roster for 2026.
It's interesting you bring that up. We're talking with Landon Tangwall. He does the Landon Tangwall Show. You can check it out on YouTube. Great film breakdowns and previews of not just Penn State, but obviously everybody in the Big Ten. Had some great stuff last week on the Oregon-Indiana matchup. I you bring that up, and it's fascinating. I saw you had a graphic yesterday on the, you know, last year in the playoff, 12 of the teams were coached, 8 of them by first-time head coaches. And it seems like that's maybe the route that they might end up going here. Let's take a roll of the dice. We got great resources. And I'm wondering if we ever get to a point in college football where coaches, even if they're in the middle of a playoff run or going into a playoff run, leave because of everything you're highlighting. Like, that sense of urgency to get that year one roster right, it's such a nut crunch to jam it all into that time of like, all right, I'm in the playoff, but then the season's over, but now the portal's open, but now guys can go. It's so complicated to do. Like, do you think we'll get to that point? And is your big board mostly consisting of coordinators at this point?
Yeah, the timeline is just so rough. And so I think any time that happens, and look, when you're a head coach in the college football playoffs, unless you're Boise State or SMU last year, you have a feeling that you really could potentially win it all. You at least need to have that mindset. And I think Kurt Cignetti, as long as Indiana's season goes the way it has, and after, you know, they beat Oregon, you got a lot of confidence. So I'm all in. There's no way I'm halfway out the door to Penn State that is in, once again, just complete. It is just disarray. Everybody is trying to figure out what the hell is going on. So I don't know if I'd be in a rush to leave that situation at Indiana. Hmm. Now, you know, as far as sorry, I kind of missed it. What was the second part of that?
Just
question?
Like, what does your big board look like? Who are the guys that are on that list for you?
You know, so Matt Rhule's number one, and it's clear. Pat Kraft, Penn State's athletic director, they have a relationship. They go way back. Pat Kraft said yesterday, he listed off a bunch of values. He said, hey, we need to get back to basically bringing Penn State back together and someone that understands here. all that. He was basically saying Matt Rhule. It was evident Matt Rhule went to State College High School, which is in, you know, at Penn State. He played here on the defense. He had his first kind of GA job here in the late 90s here at Penn State. So Matt Rhule is Penn State. And I think Matt Rhule probably wants to come back to a degree. But the question is, for Pat Kraft, this has to be a home run hire. Like, you have to hit on this because Penn State fans are angry. They want to win. And if you go out and you lose the next, you know, you have losing seasons or just win 7 games the next 3-4 years, there starts to be some real questions. How did you those people then become right? That said, how did you let James Franklin go? And that narrative then comes back around. And, you know, James Franklin's probably out there smiling if that happens. So you got to be careful with that. I think some other people you can look at. You can look at, you know, a Stein, obviously, out there with you guys working his way up. Although I know I've seen on Twitter people are letting Stein have it right now. I'll tell you what. Holy cow.
Half the fan base would say, go ahead and take him, Landon. You can have him. We don't want him anymore.
I know. It's crazy. But I look at Fran Brown out of Syracuse, someone that will be available very likely as soon as the season ends. Hmm. So that's an option there. He is a northeastern type guy. Hmm. You got a couple. I mean, everybody's throwing out Matt Campbell as well. I'm not sure if I necessarily really like that one. Manny Diaz was the defensive coordinator here for 2 years. Manny Diaz was the greatest coach, the greatest leader, the greatest motivator that I've ever seen. Hmm. Has not got it done when he's been a head coach. So there's obviously that question, but very good recruiter. So, you know, that's someone that is definitely being thrown around. That name is being put out there. And you're going to hear a million different names. I mean, On3's coming out right now saying, you know, Pat Kraft's going to hit up Marcus Freeman. Well, you know, hit up Don Shula while you're at it and go ahead and hit up, you know. I mean, take your pick. Vince Lombardi, go hit him up too if you're going to say Marcus Freeman is not coming to Penn State. So, it's going to be a long, you know, we're going to hear a lot of different names thrown out there. You're going to get these dark horses that are thrown around. But where we sit right now, I think it's very likely, I'd say 50-50, that it's Rhule at this moment. But look, Nebraska comes to town. They come to play Penn State here in, I think, 5 weeks, 4 weeks. And, dude, I'll tell you what, that if Rhule wants to come here,
better show out.
Not lose that game.
Yep.
The only way you hire Rhule is if he wins that game. So he better win that game if they want to come, if he wants to come here. So
yeah, that's a great point.
It's going to be interesting.
Our guy John Gruden had a thought on Will Stein, by the way.
Yeah, Will Stein will help you shine.
He'll help you shine out there at Penn State, man. I'll tell you what. Let me get your thoughts on, we know Indiana's good. I don't know how much Indiana we need because we saw it. We've seen it. Cignetti, Google him. We see, like, this is unbelievable. What was your takeaway watching Oregon? You saw them against Penn State. What was your takeaway against what you saw against Indiana with Oregon this past weekend?
Yeah, it was. They came out with a hell of a game plan. And look, that Indiana, I mean, their defense as a whole, I think that is now a top five defense from what we've seen them do just across the board. I mean, their front seven is truly legit. Those pressures, those blitzes that they were bringing, it was clear to me that Dante Moore, as the kids say, he was a bit shook. Like, it was, he didn't know where the pressure was coming from. And I don't necessarily, like, watching the tape, it wasn't necessarily really on the offensive line. Yes, they had a couple lapses, but the running backs really struggled in pass pro. And Dante Moore did not help himself out a lot of times. Sometimes he was moving off his first read too quickly and kind of screwed himself there. And sometimes he was just sticking on it way too long. And it was just, it looked like he missed a couple throws that could have ended up being touchdowns. And so it's just the Indiana defense came with a fantastic game plan. And then the offense did kind of what they've always done. And, they ran the ball well enough and had enough explosives there, kind of just up the middle. And they hit on their outside. Those, like, back shoulders, those comebacks, it was hard because there was multiple times where Oregon brought 5 or 6 and Mendoza was sitting back there for, you know, 4.5 seconds. Like, how can you expect DBs on an island to stay on that? I mean, obviously Finney's going to be fantastic, had the pick six. I can't put it too much on the Oregon secondary. I think the biggest problem on Oregon's defense right now is the linebackers. Jackson really should not be out there much at all. But, I mean, as a whole, even Betcher, like, they were struggling. They were getting blocked up. And, you know, there were definitely flashes. Like, Amari Washington still handled the Indiana right guard, which was something I highlighted all week long. There was moments where Mateo had Benson, the right tackle, but they just, I mean, like I said, credit to Indiana. They had a game plan, and that was the world they lived in for the most part, that Mendoza got the ball out quickly, and they still did that. He has the quickest time to throw in the Big Ten. It's like 2.6 seconds. So it's hard to get home against that. But they lived in that world. And then when they had to live in a world of I need to hold the ball for 4.5 seconds, I didn't think leading up to the game that Indiana was going to be able to hold up. But their pass protection held up. And that was hard for that Oregon defense to find a way to get home. So overall, you can just see how well coached Indiana is, and that they might not have the same talent that Oregon has, but they just came to play and they executed a flawless game plan.
Last one I got for you, Landon. I just am curious. I'm very conflicted right now. My team goes on the road to play your alma mater, and they beat Penn State in a whiteout, and it feels like the highest of highs of like, oh my God, they won another big game. This is great. Top five showdown. My coach looks like he's on cocaine after the game. Everything is wonderful in Eugene. 2 weeks later, we can't beat Indiana at home, which I think we're having a hard time stomach because it's Indiana, right? If you take the labels away, we know how good they are. But at the end of the day, it's like Indiana. We can't beat them at Autzen Stadium. And then I don't know how to feel about is the Penn State win still a good win? If you were an Oregon fan, now you're on the inside of this because I watched a lot of your preview stuff for the Penn State Oregon game and you played there and like, this was a big one. We knew how big it was. How should Oregon fans feel about their win over Penn State 3 weeks later?
Yeah. This is a Penn State team that you know, obviously was not even close to the national expectations that were put on them. But I still don't think you can take away from the fact that Dan Lanning and company came out here to the East Coast, 7:30, whiteout. It was one of the most hostile environments that there's ever been. And they put it on Penn State. You see Dan Lanning doing throat slashes and yeah, like he was on something by the end of the game. And it's like, I don't think you can take that away. You can't take away the fight that Oregon had to win that game. And it was even kind of like, you look there in the fourth quarter and Oregon dominates for three quarters. And it's like, how the hell did we find ourselves in overtime? We were just beaten up on this team. Penn State's offense couldn't move the ball at all until the fourth quarter. And so I still think you found something out about that Oregon roster, about Dan Lanning. There was fight. You know, I think everybody got chills watching Ducks versus them after the game and just kind of the buildup to that week. And so I don't think you can take that away from Oregon. But, yeah, I mean, you came out and it looked, you know, Dante Moore looked like a different quarterback against Indiana. I'll tell you, this Penn State defense, this is the one thing I guess I'd question a little bit about Oregon's offense is like Nico and UCLA and North. Yep. I mean, they took it to the Penn State defense. So I guess logistically, I'm still impressed by that Oregon came out against Penn State and did that in the fashion that they did it, in the environment that they did it in. But talking actual schematics, I don't think this was that good of a Penn State defense. So maybe do you start the question, is that Oregon offense really as explosive as we thought it was? Mm. Is there, I mean, the wide receivers, you know, at times, seeing they were a little clamped up. Guys were not as open as I expected. I mean, I'm watching DeCorian Moore, and I'm saying this guy has some of the best releases off the line in all of college football as a true freshman. And, you know, obviously still incredibly talented, but the guys just weren't open. I think you didn't, you know, involve Kenyon Sadiq enough, not even just in the passing game, like, the first, when I was studying for Penn State and Oregon, I'm like, Kenyon Sadiq makes this offense hum. Not even just receiving, but the screen game, they'd give him end arounds. I mean, but mainly the blocking game. He was just the center point of all of that. And it seemed like they kind of got away from that. I know he got banged up at the end of Penn State there, but even Penn State's game, he wasn't like a big piece of that. And I thought he made the offense, thought he was the second most important piece next to Dante Moore, honestly. So I struggle with where I'm at right now on this Oregon offense. And like I said, I think the defense is honestly fine. I think the line, and we've known this, the linebackers are the biggest liability. Yeah. They've really struggled. The block shedding, getting off. I mean, there was multiple things that I just saw where I'm like, they don't match up with how good the rest of the defense is with Oregon.
As quickly as possible, you got to be fast on this. Do you put your wallet or money clip in the front or back pocket? And are you comfortable enough to be completely nude in public?
Ooh.
This is great. I want to come on the show more, man. No, I go wallet, money clip goes in front left pocket for
Thank
me.
Thank you. Yep.
And then being completely nude, No, I think I'm good off that. If we're on like a beach, maybe in Italy or something like that, maybe I'd go for it. But like if we're in America, I'm New York City or I'm in Eugene, just on the street. Yeah. I think that's a hard pass for me.
You showered in front of an entire football team, but being nude different. In front of other people
that's
is different.
That's different. Yeah. We all know it's different.
It's different. Yeah. It's a different vibe, man. Even at the YMCA that I go to now, I feel so much different than the locker room that I'm in.
Some old 80-year-old balls in there.
There's a lot of old
this is weird,
skin
man.
Going on
I don't
in
want
YMCA.
To see that stuff. Good stuff. Landon, look, he answered both questions correctly.
Yes, he
He's
did.
Welcome back.
Yes, he
Landon Tangwall. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Landon Tangwall. Great stuff, covering college football, the Big Ten. He's blowing up right now in the sport, and it's been a lot of fun to kind of watch the rise. Love watching the show. Go check out his stuff on YouTube, the Landon Tangwall Show on YouTube. Thanks for the time out here in Portland, man. We genuinely appreciate it, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
There you go, Landon Tangwall. Good stuff from him on Penn State, where they're at, and kind of answered the way that I feel. I don't know how to feel anymore. I'm confused.
Some Duck fans are giving you crap for that, but I don't blame you for feeling that way.
I'm a little confused. Are you guys really good?
Show me the light.
I need the light, Dan. Where you at?
I think I'd feel less secure about being in a locker room of football players naked than I would be in front of the general public. That's an odd position for him to take.
Because those are ones you see on a regular basis. You know, you're used to it at that point.
Let's go,
I need that landing this weekend. Let's get to the mail sack. Your
cocaine
questions.
Dan.
I need Cocaine Dan back. 503-864-6326. We'll answer them starting next. 105.1 FM The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, here we go. No farting around. Damn it, we went long. Start right now.
R.I.P. D'Angelo.
Yeah, jeez. D'Angelo died. Russ doesn't know who that is.
No. He makes idea. Love to Chuck Mangione. Not D'Angelo. We are two different
Wake
people.
Wake me up before you go.
Actually,
go.
Usually these days it's the TV that's on.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty much. Trust me, those are well timed too.
I bet they are.
Mail sack question. What was your first big purchase you made as a kid with the money that you saved from birthdays and holidays?
Oh.
For me, it was the Nintendo Wii when it first came out. I didn't have money to save for the new Xbox 360 or PS3 at the time, so I went out on a limb for the Wii, and it turned out to be a great purchase. I did love the Wii. The Wii was a fun game to play. Standing up, doing the tennis in your living room.
The Tiger Woods golf.
The Tiger Woods golf and actually swinging the club. The Wii had a moment in time. The baseball games were kind of fun.
Wii tennis was okay. Wii tennis and baseball was okay.
People kept breaking their TVs, though, because they'd throw them at the TV.
I know, they let go of it.
Crack the screen open.
Use the wrist strap, you idiots.
People wanted to, why don't people wear their seatbelts, Jeff Rust? I can't tell you.
More of a Dreamcast guy, personally, of a console that doesn't get talked about much, and then the Dreamcast kind of went the way, as you said earlier, the dodo bird.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Good purchase that I bought with money.
Mine was probably video game related to knowing myself as a kid. I don't know if I ever bought a console.
Oh, I know.
Like,
what mine
I can't remember
was.
Who bought the consoles.
Mine was San Francisco 49er childhood. Was it Riddle or Rydell?
Rydell.
The Rydell gear.
You got the gear, the helmet gear and all that
and
stuff.
I put it on, I went home, and I literally went Cam Scataboo. I ran into the wall.
How do you not? That's what you got to do.
And pretended I got tackled at the 10-yard line. That made me feel good to be able to buy that.
I broke a couch in my parents' basement when I was a kid playing football by myself, and they were not happy about that. It was one of those futons that folded out, and I used to jump over it like I was jumping over the goal line of scrimmage.
Absolutely.
You
got
to get over the top to score the touchdown.
Yeah.
And I landed on top of the futon, and it was an old wood one, and it snapped in half.
I just recently thought about football games we used to play with my childhood friends. Smear the guy. We'd play these weird games in basements where there'd be like wall to wall. It'd be a gap of, 40 people or 40 feet. And there'd be like six of us and one person would get a ball and we'd just tackle and try to rip the ball out and see if you could get to the wall. We would do all kinds of physical, like football games.
Yes.
And I can't believe none of us tore an ACL or ever got hurt.
Isn't it wild?
It's crazy.
You used to be able to bounce back. Yeah. Totally fine.
Oh.
Dude, my kid does that sometimes.
Wasted on the young.
It is. Really it totally wasted. Is. Yeah. Dude, my kid will fall down, like step on a ball, slip, his leg will like bend in half, and you're like, oh my God, are you okay? And it'll just pop up. Like, are you that flexible? You can do that? It's bananas.
I did spend a decent amount of money at book fairs, but I also stole from our book fair at the same time. Because I'd only have enough money to buy books, but there
but
was
I'm
always
not
a
going
Jerry
home
Rice
without
poster.
That Jerry Rice poster, dude.
And our book fair was so
I'm buying that poster.
So busy that I would just have it, and I'd walk out, and she's like, did you buy it? I'm like, yep.
Yep.
As far as you know.
Yeah, I bought it. What do you want from me? Millsack, what is an off-the-radar team that you really like their color scheme, logo, uniforms of any sport? That's difficult. I'll give you one in college football. That is, I think, off the radar. One of my favorite color schemes and logos is East Carolina. The East Carolina Pirates.
You don't see them enough to be that answer.
That's an off the radar, and I do see them. I do see them.
When do you see them?
I see my
East
Carolina.
What's the last ECU game you watched?
I've contemplated starting a dynasty with Eastern Carolina.
No, that doesn't count. What's the last game you watched?
They actually had a game on Thursday night, last Thursday, during Thursday night football.
Of course
yeah, they
know
did.
That.
They were playing Thursday night.
I mean, I actually got more than just one team here. That's what's tough.
Off the radar is, though, challenging, because if you ask me, like, brand names, like, I know this might seem criminal to some, the Cowboy uniforms, I get horny for. And I hate the Dallas Cowboys, but there's just something about the star.
Let's get horny over the Cowboys.
In the jerseys, those white ones with the blue, with the star on the shoulder.
Well, the
dude,
white
it
helmet.
It is such a good look.
I hate them, but that
uniform is solid. Perfection. That's not off the radar, but that's one that I love.
Off the radar is a tough one. I know the fan base is not happy with me today, and I understand it. The turquoise Mariner uniform makes it move.
You like that one? You like
the
turquoise?
I love that one.
Mariners have an underrated hat, too.
They don't do it enough, in my estimation. And I know people like the all-whites and the gray uni Seattle. Like,
sure.
Get it.
See, I like the Sunday with the old-school colors. Like the
blue?
Yeah, with the blue and yellow and like the creamy whites.
Ugh. Oh, the old-school blue. Yeah.
No, I like that turquoise. That color is beautiful. Cowboys pants are this way for me. I know me and Sukanik disagree. I think the Bucks rebrand was great. I think the creamsicles are fun to bust out once a year. They're largely losers in that uniform.
They are known as losers in those.
I just love red colors.
Yeah.
Bengals are this a little bit. I love that helmet.
Bengals is a good pull.
God, when they even go ice white, like
it's
white
a good
tiger, normal tiger, doesn't matter to me.
I'll tell you a uniform I love this weekend. The Pats all whites were clean. That was a really clean look. You don't text very often in the group chat. You're easily the worst. When you text something, I'm always like, damn, he must really care about this.
That was a clean line. I genuinely was like, damn, those are sexy right there. I love those uniforms.
Is there an NBA one for you?
I'm trying to think in the NBA.
Aside from our old pinwheels?
The hard part for me with the NBA is so many of the ones that I like. Like, I could list a million of these if it was 1997. Of ones that I love. Like, if you take me back to the old Pinstripe Magic jerseys, now maybe they're wearing those again, but
they
I don't know.
They have brought those back.
Is it a city edition or full time? Because that, like, that jersey's awesome.
I think it's full time.
The old black or blue pinstripes are just, those are a thing.
That says Orlando?
Yes. The old Suns jerseys in their finals heydays. I loved those uniforms.
Suns logo's great.
Dude, those are the ones that I lean more to in the NBA. In the current NBA, I don't know if there's any ones that I'm like, ooh, I'm jealous of that look or that uniform. I'm looking up and down the standings.
I do
right
love
now.
The blue Knicks.
Yeah, the blue Knicks is a good look.
I like the New
classic,
York Knicks,
clean look.
Classic blue.
I'll grant you that.
Pretty
one.
Good.
That's a good poll right there. Let's get to a couple more mail sack questions. We'll do it on the other side. But first, here's us with a update.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Sometimes we gotta say, hand up, that's on us. What do we do? Text of the fan text line. Another week, another short mail sack. I'm not saying I'm threatening violence, but I'm not saying I'm not threatening violence either.
Please
so.
Be careful. The society now, I might actually think you are threatening
We're violence. Not thrilled with shortened sacks. We love full sacks. Sometimes it's just the way the, you know, maybe tomorrow we can do a leftover because we're not even going to get to
it. You know, mine is saying the Dodgers Brewers are playing and we have Blazer preseason basketball.
Tomorrow
is there
we can
something
do,
pressing tomorrow no. in the next segment you have to get to?
No, we can do it in the final segment, Zach, but the point is we're supposed to break here in like 2 minutes. So we don't have a lot of time here. Mail Sack, what is your favorite type of pizza? Thin versus thick crust, square cut, or floppy foldable slices, greasy or minimal toppings? I love thin crust, very big, large cut.
You like huge, New York style pizza.
Huge New York style, and you fold it up and eat it like a sandwich.
Topping?
Cheese or pepperoni, that's it.
No sausage?
No. I mean, I'm not opposed to sausage, but I don't. You could just give me a big old piece of cheese pizza. I'm perfectly fine. Fully greasy. I want it dripping off while I'm taking bites. Oh.
I want drip from the fold of the pizza.
You want to be the guy from the crust side?
I want that pizza drip.
Yeah.
Give me the drip.
You're taking up other people's grease.
Drip, drip, drip.
That's disgusting. That's certainly a good choice. I'm not really picky with pizza, although I find what's the multiple layer one?
The deep dish?
The deep dish. I find that very overrated. If I had to pick a perfect pizza, controversial take here. I'm going pepperoni, I'm pineapple, jalapeno on Detroit style.
Yeah.
With the crispy, cheesy, burnt edges.
Yeah, I like that.
All day.
All day. Jeff Russ, go-to pizza?
With the pepper flakes and some hot sauce.
You got to have pepper flakes.
I mean, that's just perfect pizza.
You have to have the pepper flakes.
I might as well have my pizza from Arby's because I need the meats. So, yeah, I like a good meat pie. You get some pepperoni, some sausage on there, a little ham.
It's chicken.
Maybe some linguica.
Have you ever had too much meat?
Oh, there's never too much meat.
Really? I've had a pizza where it's been like...
You don't get the meat sweats?
5 layers of meat on a standard pizza, and I'm like, this is tough.
I love meat!
Yeah.
Sometimes there's too much meat.
I like my meats.
Mail sack.
Mail sack. Mail sack.
Does it bother anyone else when the home plate umpire decides he's going to throw the ball back to the pitcher while the catcher's sitting over with the glove out and we got an ump trying to live out his failed baseball dream throwing an inaccurate throw back to the pitcher? No, that sounds oddly personal for you. It does not bother me. I actually had the thought watching the game last night, and this is going to probably piss that listener off. I would totally be that umpire.
I think everybody would. Open,
I want to throw it back. Let me get involved in the game a little bit, man.
I love the ump that gets hit and you audibly hear him go, and then he comes from behind the plate, grabs the ball out of his little pocket to throw it back so he can show you how tough he is.
I still got it.
There was one ump in like game one of Tigers Mariners, and I don't know these guys' names. Some people do that watch baseball every day. This guy is the loudest, most animated ump I've ever seen, and I loved it.
Hey!
Now, he is the guy that coincidentally also called a foul tip, strike 3, on, I think, a Mariner? Anyways, it might not have been the Mariner-Tiger game.
Was that the one where the Robles got hit in the hand? Was that play?
No.
Because that happened on Friday night. That was like, bat? Was that I didn't understand that call at all, because it ended up calling it a hit by pitch?
Yeah.
I thought it hit the bat first.
So this was in the previous round, but he was wearing a full-sleeved jacket, and he you could hear every call he made.
It's a strike!
Or like, no!
That's how you got to do it.
Like, he made everything he did very loud.
That's how you got to do it. Mail sack, if a search firm incorporates AI to select a head coach, would you feel comfortable in the process?
No. I got to be honest with you. We are too far past, so I'm wrong here.
There's no putting the horse back in the barn.
I don't like any of the AI.
I'm out on all AI.
I had something happen in my life where I have to write something up, and my wife goes, just put it in ChatGPT. And I'm like, you know what?
No, this is how you kill my brain. I want to critically think.
My feelings and thoughts, yes. Not an algorithm.
Amen, brother. Mail sack, can Blue Line Brandon name any current player on the Portland Winterhawks? The head coach doesn't count.
Kyle Gustafson.
The head coach doesn't count.
What? Nino Niederreiter.
It is not 2012 anymore.
Is Nino Niederreiter not on there anymore?
Cam Neely. Paul Sackett. He is not there. No.
Yeah, let me think about this.
You're not going to be able to.
Adam Deadmarsh.
You're not naming a
Dustin Kvoya.
No, you're not. It's not going to happen.
Alex Ovechkin. Chich.
Popeye Jones's kid. Seth.
Do you want to try their Czech defenseman? You want to try and say his name with me?
Absolutely not.
Max.
Pichnichka.
Ah,
Max Pichnichka.
There you go.
He's cold.
Alex Weiermeier, probably their best player. Shout out to the Hawks.
Who doesn't know Weiermeier?
Have you seen the photos of the VMC?
Not a clue, no.
Dude, they redid the entire inside of the
building. I know, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
Have you been in it?
I have not been in it yet. Their first home game is on the 25th. We're not doing TV games this year. I know.
You lost the WB.
Well, the league got a deal with the Victory Plus app, and so they're no longer allowed to do local TV broadcasts of games.
The Victory Plus app.
You know, the Victory Plus app.
Is that the Big Ten app? Or the Big 12 app?
It's the equivalent of that for the WHL. It's Victory Plus. You can log in for free and go watch Winterhawks.
What's a better TV deal, the Winterhawks or the Beavers? I know who it is. It's the Beavers.
It's probably the Winterhawks because it's free and it's very easy to download. And the quality of the games is very solid.
The inside of the memorial looks good,
dude,
huh?
Dude, look up. You can find a couple pictures of it online. All the seats are new. They have like new like club level seating top of the 100
no
level.
Kidding.
All the bathrooms are brand new. Like it just total renovation inside. They're not even done yet, but they're just done for this phase right now. That's why I chuckle every time people bring up tearing that building down. They have spent a lot of money to fix that thing. Let's get one more in here quickly, and then we'll go maybe to a couple of final ones here. Mail sack question. Do you think there will be more WSU fans than at the OSU-WSU game, and also just the thoughts on the two programs?
Yes.
Yes, there will be more Cougar fans there for sure.
We've kind of highlighted this. WSU's in a great spot. You should feel good.
I love me some Jimmy Rogers. Most of it's sound bites and talking points, but I think he's been a really good coach in year one, and I love hearing his press conference. I think they hired a good coach.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think you should feel that way. They damn near just beat Ole Miss at Ole Miss, and I don't care if it was a look-ahead spot. Like, to hang in that the whole game and not eventually lose by 45 points.
A ton of their fans traveled out to Oxford. They were there loud at the end of the game.
You know what? They don't seem to be getting in their own way either.
Nope.
So
Cougar Collective, 97% of the money is going to the players. We'll wrap it up with the final mail sack questions that we can jam into the last segment, and then we got game two of the NLCS tonight. We'll talk about. Close it up next, 105.1 FM, The Fam. Well done, Jeff Rust. Well done. It's been fun having you in here the last couple of days. Well, let's see what we got here left in the old sack, shall we? Tomorrow they'll probably be
out of here.
A little more leftover sack, too. Mail sack question for Sprague. Scott Barnes has not been great, but there's no denying the baseball team is in a good place. Do you have any concerns the new AD won't care about baseball? Furthermore, would you trade a nationally recognized baseball team for a competent football program?
Man, that's tough. One, football is the most important. It just is financially. I'm between a rock and a hard place here because Beaver fan wants a football team to matter, but there's also a real big percentage of Beaver fan that like baseball's kind of everything. They've won the Natties, right?
Yeah.
I'm not giving him any credit for the baseball stuff.
I don't think he deserves any.
I don't think it's hard to pick Mitch Canham, and I certainly know that he didn't pick Pat Casey. So, yeah, maybe that's his only thing he can hold his head high about, that I made an independent schedule. Yeah, nationally ranked team. Everybody kind of wants a piece of it, and it looks good on your resume.
Yeah.
So I'm trading the national relevance of the baseball team for a good football team?
So, yeah, if you just say competent, that's too loose. Like, you'd have to say
competent
a contending.
7-5, and that does nothing.
Nothing for you.
No.
What if you had a opportunity more often than not to win the New Look Conference and compete for a playoff spot?
And then the baseball team is
not good.
Oh, I mean, again, football makes you your money, so I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place because baseball fans not going to agree with that answer.
Yeah, I don't think Barnes deserves any credit for what's going on with the baseball team. That's the part that I will totally agree with, and that's a difficult question. Competent is too loose of a phrase there. You'd have to say, like, you know, three times every decade you're making a run at the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Like, if you took it to that level, then I think it's a legitimate. But if you're trading 7-5 for competing for national titles in baseball, you don't take that trade.
No, you don't take that at all.
Because 7-5 is fine, but it's not nothing to write home about. Let's get one more in here. Would you rather hug every coworker once a day for a month and don't say a word, or ride 2 miles in the naked bike ride wearing only one sock?
Where's that sock?
So you have to walk up to every coworker and give them a hug. You can't say anything while you give them a hug. I'd give the coworkers a hug. I think we got a lot of huggable people here.
Well, we already know that Sprague over there is most comfortable when he makes everybody else uncomfortable.
Drip, drip, drip.
What? What makes you say that, Rusty?
Just my everyday experiences.
Oh, okay. Just your actual experiences.
You know, the day-to-day of working with you.
I'm going to vote the hug, but I love uncomfortable. I don't think you have it in you to hug your coworkers.
I think Coug Ludes is a terrific hugger.
Really?
I'd love to give Coug Ludes a hug. I might go walk up after the show and just go give him a hug.
Who is the worst hugger?
In the building?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, not counting our female coworkers who, if you just went up and hugged them,
that
would
be
probably
really strange.
Get fired.
Danny.
For me, the strangeness of...
That was quick.
That was quick. You think he's a bad hugger?
Rob strikes me as pushes you away guy.
I think the people who are extremely taller than me would make for uncomfortable hugs. Like, me hugging Sook would be really weird.
It's because you'd be at his belly button.
Yeah. Sam Tung is that way, too. If I had to hug
Sam... It'd
be like
you hugging BT's Meatloaf in Fight Club.
Yeah, it's just... That's not good.
You hugging Sukanik.
Drip, drip, drip. If you're around my height, though, I'll hug you. Come give me a hug, brother. I love you. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed the show, we had Landon Tangwall on. He was great talking Penn State, firing their coach, former Penn State player, does a bunch of film breakdowns in college football. We also asked him about the Ducks. So go check that out, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, and at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Thanks so much for being a part of our Tuesday. We will talk to you
Lucy Burge
tomorrow at 6 a.m. with a Lucy Burge Hump Day on 1051 FM. The Fan, coming up next, is the firm of Harrison Morang on The Fan. Drip, drip, drip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.